There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well, so do not sin anymore, that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. For centuries, a person's word was all that was needed to cement a deal. If someone said that he or she would do something, his or her very word was all that was needed. Words are powerful. We are familiar with the words, "Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me." We know that this is not true. Words can hurt. They can close a future. Words like, "I don't love you anymore," or "you are fired." Words can also give life. They can create a future. Words like, "I want to spend the rest of my life with you," or "you are cancer-free." Words are critical to human living. Some words are depth words. They come from the center of our being. They define ourselves and give shape to our life. When Thomas More was facing death because he would not swear the oath ordered by King Henry, his daughter Meg urged him, "Say the words of the oath, but in your heart think otherwise." To which Thomas replied, "What is an oath but words we say to God? When a man takes an oath, Meg, he is holding his own self in his own hands, like water. And if he opens his fingers, then he needn't hope to find himself again." Thomas knew the importance of making words consistent with our life. Jesus, the very Word of God, lived this consistency. He was his word. In the presence of Jesus, the infirm man by the Bethesda pool no longer needed the healing water. Jesus' word, and only that word, was sufficient for healing him. It is no less true today. The word continues to bring life, nurture life, restore life. The gift of the Word of God has been especially bequeathed to us Dominicans. We have committed ourselves to hear, to remember and to proclaim this word. We have been entrusted to pass on the word through our speech, yes, but most especially with our lives. Making the word of God a priority in our lives, we grow into the word, make the word consistent with our lives, with who we are. Like Jesus, we too are a living word of God. I am sure that many of you here read the tribute paid by Lisa Masello to Sister Loyola for her service at the high school. I too think of Sister Betty at the elementary school. Both of these women have touched a number of people, and more by their presence, their way of being in all that they do. When we are steeped in the Word of God, we cannot help but bless others. Through our lives, Jesus works all manner of healing in our world.